Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I'm here to cover August 4th through the 12th. Are you guys still cranky out there? Boy, I feel it, and I am picking it up from others. But we have gone up over the peak with this. We are still in it until August 10th. So if you're a little bit more short-tempered or just can't feel like why you can't let it pass, that's why, guys. And we can still expect to see crazy stuff on the world stage. And I listed some of the things that those were on my daily, so you guys can skim back through that. So what we have going on besides that in the week ahead, we have Mercury moved into Virgo Thursday, the 4th of August, and there until the 25th. So, you know, our thoughts are turning more towards Virgo themes, our communications, what we want to pitch and write and sell and meet about and talk about is on Virgo themes. So this really means during this time frame from the 4th through the 25th, you know, we can get into more about our work, our gigs, our coworkers, our hired help, our paperwork. Our health is equally as important, and so are our animals ruled by Virgo. So a good time to use your analytical mind, a good time to tend to the details, simplify, go holistic, go organic, be of service to others, and communicate about it. And so the key dates that are going to stand out in this time frame from the 4th through the 25th are going to be the 4th as it's moved in, the 9th as it makes an adjustment to Jupiter and asks us all to kind of be a little bit flexible when it comes to our own personal growth in the situation or anything about travel, distance, legal, educational, media, ceremonial type things. The 16th, when it forms a harmonic with Uranus, so we have a lot of innovation. We have things in flow tied to those Virgo themes that might have something to do with income or purchases or products or possessions, our values falling into place, right? Then on the 18th, another adjustment, this one with Saturn. So now we're kind of being flexible when it comes to the aspiration in the story or the original projects or what's going on socially or online in this story. Then between the 20th and the 21st, there's this opposition to Neptune, which just brings in another person that is going to be looking at where we are with the research, with the development, with the institution involved, with what's going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually in the story, or if there are secrets or deceptions or addictions or bad habits to be addressed, you know, those may pop up then. And then the final Mercury aspect will be on the 22nd, when again there is a harmonic, this time to Pluto. And now when it comes to the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, and all you're talking about and signing and selling and writing and interviewing about and making choices about, you now have something very powerful that is in flow for you financially, intimately, with third parties, that involves a goal or an authority figure or your career or status in some way. So we have a lot going on with Mercury. It goes by pretty quickly, you know, so you want to make the best of that. You have 21 days. And so next, in our week ahead, we have on Sunday the 7th, we have two different things going on. So the challenging one is Mars is squaring Saturn. So Mars wants to do stuff. You know, Mars is like, let's get it going already. I'm done waiting around. I'm just ready to do it yesterday, right? And Saturn is like, you know, hey, there's rules, there's limits, there's responsibilities, there's, you know, whatever. Saturn can be a buzzkill in a square, right? So so you're going to feel like some push-pull on this energy, right? And so Mars is all geared up about making money or what you're trying to do with your possessions or purchases or products. And Saturn is slowing it down and saying, get serious, deal with the limits, the rules, the endings, the commitments, the ambitions, whatever, with a focus on, you know, friends, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, Aspirations Original Project. So that one's a little tedious. However, on the same day, Venus is harmonizing with Neptune. This is such a dreamy, lovely combo that we might overlook some of the other stuff. We're hoping, right? So, you know, Venus is about the love, the money flow, the beauty, the pleasure, playing out at home or with a real estate deal or the family or the roommates and all that. While Neptune is bringing that imagination, that dream, that romance, the artistry, the spirituality, or helping you kind of get into flow with that institution or the research in the story. So, you know, a little of this, a little of that on Sunday. Between Monday and Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, Venus then goes on to come into an opposition to Pluto. And so now when she's looking at the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure at home, or with that real estate deal, or with the family or roommates, she is now in there with somebody else who's very powerful and dealing with the financial side of the goals or what's happening intimately or with reproductive needs or divorce or third parties in the story and how you're coordinating all that. So remember, Venus definitely is one to try to smooth things out, attract the good stuff. And so we have a continuation from Sunday through Monday, Tuesday with this focus. And then on Thursday the 11th, Venus exits Cancer and moves into Leo. Venus will now be in Leo from the 11th of August until September 5th. And so, you know, now she wants to bring all of her topics into what we're doing in creative endeavors with children, with lovers, or in pursuit of our love life, or with recreational pursuits. So Leo is a very kind of joyous sign, right? I mean, it can be dramatic, it can have entitlement issues, but this is Venus, so we're going to really be concentrating mostly on the good stuff here in these weeks ahead. So, you know, when it comes to the kids, the lover, the love life, the creative endeavors, the recreation, we're now finding Venus there. So we're finding the love, expressing the love. We're attracting the income. We're working on the income scenarios. We are seeking the beauty or sharing the beauty or finding our pleasure and enjoyment there. So it should be a really nice addition to our little smorgasbord in the sky. And finally, what I talked about for the header of this show, we have a full moon in Aquarius on Thursday the 11th. This peaks at 9:36 p.m. Eastern, at 6:36 p.m. Pacific, and it is forming a T-square with Uranus, so it is a wild full moon. So what are we thinking about that? Well, first of all, this is a full moon in Aquarius. So, you know, things are culminating. So from the last 6 months of our story, how far have we come? We are now at an apex with the Aquarian themes. And so we might be really wrapping up the stuff we've been working on, and we can really see that we're at the top of what we've been doing. Or we might be ending something because it, you know, a situation ends, a relationship ends, whatever, right? It could also be very celebratory because we're at this apex, so there could be, you know, achievements and breakthroughs and celebrations here. So we can expect to see big things happening around the Aquarian themes. And so this can be social, first of all. So there could be big things going on with friends, with associates, with groups, with parties, events, gatherings. There could be big things going on online, on the internet. There could be big things with astrology or charities. There could be big things with your own aspirations or with freedoms or with original projects. So, you know, it's a little crazy, this full moon, but what's new? I mean, we're used to crazy now, right? Mainly because, you know, here we have the sun in Leo, we have the moon in Aquarius, they're opposite each other, which creates the full moon, and both of them are in square to Uranus in Taurus. These are all fixed signs. So these are areas of life where, you know, we're not going to budge. We're not going to move. We've decided and we're sticking with it, right? And so in that square to Uranus, there's this frictional energy that kind of amps up a little bit more than a typical full moon. And, you know, there's something in the midst of all this that has to do with that purchase or that possession or all the possessions or the income or the products or the values or the things we're building. And, you know, so it can be unpredictable. It can be very exciting and very active, or it can be very shocking and suddenly changing. So as we're kind of reaching for this, you know, and if you happen to have friends or people in your family who are Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, you know, or even Scorpio, who will kind of be the fourth corner of that T-square, where the outlet, where everything kind of flows out towards the Scorpio energy. you know, go easy on these guys. It's a very important full moon. So big climactic moments could be really exciting and celebratory, or you could be ready to wrap something up or mark that ending and expect a little bit of a wild card in that story. So let's look at the signs, shall we? Okay, so for Aries, you are entering now in this week ahead a time where there is going to be a lot more potential to sit down with people or get into talks or interview or write things up or sign them or sell them, you know, that has to do with your work interests, with your anything involving your coworkers or hired help, anything with your paperwork, your cleaning, your organizing, definitely anything with your health or animals. This is like the time to get in there and speak up, ask for it, you know, sign it. You got the idea. So I gave the key dates at the top of the show, but definitely you want to get that ball rolling right off the bat in this week ahead. Sunday is a mixed bag. You have your ruler really revving up about making money or the purchase or the possessions or the products or being valued here. And then you've got this kind of testing energy with Saturn slowing it down a bit, you know, having to do with the social scenario or what's happening online or with your own aspirations or freedoms or original projects in the mix. At the same time, on Sunday, Venus is doing lovely things for you at home or with family or moves or renovations or real estate deals or roommates, you know. It's in flow with Neptune, which can be very dreamy. It could be a great day to just kind of gel and daydream at home. It could be a great day to watch a lot of films or play music or do anything artistic or anything romantic or anything spiritual there. If you're dealing with institutions or trying to research something tied to this, it can be very good, you know. So Venus is trying to bring the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure into this story. And then between Monday and Tuesday, that continues, but now really brings in personal goals or career or authority figures like bosses or parents or other higher up people, and helps you kind of focus on, you know, shared or third party aspects to the story or what's going on financially or intimately in your life there. And then by Thursday the 11th, Aries, you have Venus moving into Leo, which is such a good place for you guys. It's in a great flow. It really is going to sparkle up your love life or what's going on with the lover, what's happening with kids, creative endeavors or recreation in your life. Venus bringing the joy, the pleasure there, bringing the beauty into the story, bringing the potential to amplify the love or the money flow there. So that lasts until September 5th. And finally, for Aries, the full moon on Thursday the 11th, that peaks in the evening. You guys are, you know, which you guys know, you can have your experiences as this is building, you know, the day before, the day of, but that's when it's really going to be at its climax. So, you know, Aries, something big going on with a party or an event that you're involved with or going to, something big happening with a friend or associate or group or something online or with astrology or charities or something about your freedoms or aspirations or original projects. So really reaching high to, you know, achieve that goal you have or celebrate something or wrapping up what's going on or ending something in one of those arenas. For Taurus, Mercury moving into Virgo, you know, this is definitely going to be focusing on more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities, moves, offers, decisions that are now involved with your creative endeavors, your lover, the kids, or something recreational. So you're in there, you're doing the work, you're focused on the animals and the health in that story, you're signing paperwork, you know, whatever it is, you're tending to the details and being of service, and there's going to be a lot of potential now and key dates given at the top of the show to really open that up and see where you can take that. Now, Sunday is a mixed bag. On the one hand, Mars in your sign Taurus is really trying, you're either really fired up and wanting to get physically busy and involved in something of your own interest, or you're angry or frustrated, and Saturn on in this situation is, you know, what's happening with a particular personal goal of yours or an authority figure or your career situation. So there's that tension there. And then at the same time, on the other hand, we have Venus in this beautiful flow to Neptune. So Taurus, in this situation, you know, you can do more enjoyable, pleasurable things locally or on short trips or with your talks and meetings and sales, and it's in flow with, you know, your aspirations and your original projects and getting inspired, maybe some things happening online or with friends or gatherings of some sort. And Venus continues into Monday, Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, again, bringing the love, the money flow, the beauty, the pleasure to your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your short trips, your moves, your offers and decisions. And on Monday, Tuesday, really bringing you in one-on-one with somebody else about the legal decisions or agreements, the travel plans, the educational pursuits, the distance situation and what's going on with that, the media, the ceremonies, politics, religion, whatever it is for you in the higher-minded arena, but really helps you find balance in that. And then on Thursday, the 11th, Venus moves into Leo and will be there until September 5th. So now, Taurus, it is about taking Venus topics into your home or focusing them on real estate deals, renovations, or moves, or focusing them on your family, your parents, your roommates. So in those scenarios, you now have this ability to kind of attract or express the love, attract or do something about the income flow there, focus on the beauty or the pleasure in that story, and so that should be a lovely thing. And then the full moon on Thursday the 11th. For Taurus, it's at the apex of your chart. It's in the 10th house. And so, you know, something is coming to an apex for you guys with a big goal of yours, or having to do with your status or fame or your career, or with a higher-up individual like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor. So you're either celebrating and having breakthroughs and achieving something there, or you're wrapping some things up you've been dealing with over these last 6 months, or you're ending something now finally. And there's that wild card in the T-square from Uranus for you, right? And so that's in your sign. So Taurus, you're the wild card. You know, you might be very excitable and spontaneous and kind of feeling like this push-pull and ready to dive in, or you might be ready to make a sudden break or change. You know, so I can't predict you, Taurus. I know you're having a heck of a time with Uranus in your sign, but I would just say, you know, keep an eye on yourself on that day, but definitely something culminating in that apex of your chart. All right, so for Gemini, Mercury is now going to be in your zone of home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, your parents, your roommates, even history, ancestry, that kind of stuff. So, you know, this gives you a lot more potential to talk, to meet about those topics, or to sign agreements, or focus on sales, or writing, or offers, or decisions, or, you know, get out there locally or on short trips. Sorry, my notebook is sliding down my leg. It had a mind of its own. Oh, no. Okay. Got caught on my sewing machine. Okay. Well, there's that. So, yeah. So, you know, Gemini, if you need to get into the talks, the meetings, the sales, the writing, the offers about any of that stuff, then this is your time. It lasts until the 25th of the month. Okay, so Sunday is the mixed bag. We have two different things going on. You know, the Mars square Saturn thing is kind of a drag. Well, it doesn't have to be, but usually it is. Because Mars wants to really get in there and do something right now, and Saturn slows things down, right? So they don't work the best together. So you might have to kind of juggle a bit. So Mars for Gemini really wants to get something done behind the scenes. This could be passion and romance. This could be just active energy around artistic or spiritual pursuits or with institutions or research. And then Saturn is kind of in there like testing you something to do with something at a distance or travel, legal agreements, media, education, ceremonies, politics, religion. So, you know, you have that. Then you also have the Venus-Neptune alignment, which is in a beautiful flow, very dreamy, very magical. And so on Sunday, this can bring, you know, some nice things around your purchases, your gifts, your possessions, your products, your income, and then how that's flowing with your inspired goals or with what's happening with authority figures or career in that situation, you know, from the Neptune side of things. So very, you know, inspired about the artistic side, the romantic side, the spiritual side, the institutions. Yeah, so you kind of have a bit of a crossover there, Gemini. Some challenging with Mars, Saturn, and some good with Venus, Neptune. On Monday, Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, Venus continues her story, continues for Gemini to focus on income, purchases, products, possessions, and her, you know, desire to attract or express the money or the love or the beauty or the pleasure in those realms. And now she's going to bring you in one-on-one with other people or one significant other person, you know, to deal with the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, or whatever the other financial side of this is. Or she's coming in to Pluto here to kind of go deeper and look at intimacy or divorce or third parties in this story. And then by Thursday the 11th, she moves into Leo. So from the 11th of August until September 5th, Gemini, you now have it in your communication zone and your community, right? So Venus is really going to be doing her part to bring the good stuff into your talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, your short trips, your moves, your local activities, or anything you're doing involving your brothers, sisters, or neighbors, your vehicles, or electronics. And so, again, Venus, we're looking for love in these areas, or beauty, or pleasure, or income flow. So, nice period with that. And then with the full moon, Thursday the 11th in the evening for Gemini, this is bringing something to a climax for you guys with a legal agreement, travel plans, a distant situation, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, a ceremony, religion, or politics. The wild card in this story is playing out with Uranus behind the scenes, so there's something with the institution or the research or the secret or the addiction or the artistic, romantic, or spiritual side of this that's going to pop up and be some push and pull in this as you're building to this climax, you know, wrapping things up, marking your ending, celebrating, achieving your goals in those ninth house matters. All right, so for Cancer, Mercury in Virgo for you is your communication zone. So this is always kind of a quickening of your ideas, and you really now starting to see the things that you have said or asked for or signed or sold really starting to pick up steam in these few weeks that are going to come up from the 4th of August up through the 25th. And so you really want to kind of get in there and have, you know, if you need to talk to somebody, ask for something, sell something, pitch an idea, you know, get out there locally, take those short trips, focus on the move, or get busy with the brother, the sister, the neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, then this is going to amplify that for you guys. And you do have the key dates I gave at the top of the show, so make sure you jot those down. Now, Sunday the 7th is the next big active day. We have two different influences going on. The first one is Mars really trying to rev you up. You've got a lot of energy about making something happen with a personal aspiration or an original project, or that's playing out online or with friends or groups or gatherings. And then Saturn's coming in and testing you over the financial side of this, or the sexual or divorce or third-party side of this, or mortality or reproduction in this. So whatever that might be for you guys, you know, that could be a little bit of a challenge. At the same time, overlaying this, we have Venus in your sign, Cancer, really focusing on you and your the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure that is emanating from you and that you're attracting, and how that's in flow with something having to do with travel or distant situations, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. Now, Venus in your sign continues to play out Monday and Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, again focusing on you, what you're showing up for, or how your name or title or brand or image is involved when it comes to love or money or beauty or pleasure. And now on Monday, Tuesday, this is very powerful with another individual about, you know, the money, the financial side of things, the sexual side of things, the third parties in the story. So this might be about you and a partner, or you and a client, or you and an agent, an attorney, an advocate, a specialist, a competitor, you know. So really balancing this in some kind of powerful way, Venus trying to do the good stuff for you. Now, by Thursday the 11th, Venus moves into Leo. So for Cancer, you're now going to experience Venus topics through what you're doing about your income, your purchases, your products or possessions. And she is there until September 5th. So this can bring a lot of luxury or beautiful possessions, right, or purchases. It can bring a focus on income, you know, really a lot going on there. Love in the equation, maybe there's some gift giving going on there, or you're merging your possessions with a love interest, right? So a lot of beauty and pleasure and love and money flow with your income and purchases and products and possessions. And then finally, that full moon on the 11th, Cancer, it's bringing something to a climax financially, sexually, reproductively, with divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party story in your life. And so, you know, financially this could be you're finally wrapping things up or celebrating what's going on with the loan, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the child support, the partner's money, or whatever other financial thing you can think of. Or this can be a big climactic moment. Sexual attraction or reproductive pursuits, or what's happening, like I said, if you've been involved in a divorce, you know, maybe you're finally kind of wrapping some of that up. And so, you know, there is a wild card in this, and the wild card is the planet Uranus. And so there's some crazy stuff going on with a friend or a group or an associate, or online, or with astrology or charities or gatherings, or with your own aspirations or original projects in there. So you're going to have to kind of be on your toes and be in that as this thing is building to its apex. Okay, for Leo, Mercury moving into Virgo Thursday the 4th and staying there until the 25th. This is definitely taking you into a season of a lot more talks and meetings and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions that are going to be about making money, or a purchase, or a lot of purchases, or your products or your possessions and what you're doing about them. So you're going to get in, start getting very busy about this in the next few weeks. I gave all the key dates at the top of the show. Make sure you jot those down. And then by the time we get to Sunday the 7th, we have two different influences going on here. On the one hand, Mars is fired up for Leo about a goal or your career or status or fame or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a mentor, somebody like that. And then Saturn's kind of slowing it down and kind of, you know, yeah, you got to do a little more, or you got to do a little less, or I've got some tests for you here, having to do with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, a competitor, somebody like that. At the same time, you've got Venus and Neptune working for you on that day in flow. So Venus you know, is playing out for Leo, you know, behind the scenes at an institution or through research or through artistic, romantic, or spiritual pursuits, and she's really focused on the love there or the income flow there or the potential for beauty or pleasure there, and she's linked to the sexual fantasy side of things, or she's also the financial and the research and development side of things, or any third parties that might be involved in the story. So you've got really good flow there. Venus continues to be active Monday and Tuesday, the 8th and 9th. For Leo, again, behind the scenes in research, development, with institutions, with your artistic, romantic, or spiritual pursuits, really bringing you to the love or the beauty or the pleasure or the money flow there. And on Monday, Tuesday, this links to another person having to do with work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So you're kind of getting into something there. And then by Thursday the 3rd, we have Venus moving into your sign, Leo. And from the 11th until September 5th, you get to host Venus. So the Leos are even more beautiful and lovely. They're expressing and attracting more love and money. They're enjoying themselves more. It's a really great time to focus on your image, your name, your brand, your title, your identity, your body. Maybe you'll buy some beautiful clothing or have a beautiful haircut or, you know, have your photos done, something like that. But it definitely is a lovely time frame for the Leos to just, you know, shine even more and attract that stuff or express that stuff. By Thursday the 11th, we have the full moon in Aquarius. So for Leo, this is your relationship zone. So there is something very big coming to its apex from the last 6 months having to do with a romantic partner or business partner, your client or specialist or agent or attorney or competitor or advocate. And so you might be achieving and celebrating and having breakthroughs, or you might be wrapping up what you've been doing with this person or ending the connection altogether. I don't know your story, but it's about whatever is climaxing there for you guys. And there is a wild card here. And the wild card is Uranus, which has to do with Leo's personal goal in the story or career needs or what's happening with that authority figure. And so you're going to kind of be on your toes with that and dealing with that as you're, you know, seeing what is coming to its peak. Okay, for Virgo. Let me see how we're doing. Oh, we're doing really good on time. Okay. So Virgo, Mercury, your ruler, is moving into your sign on Thursday the 4th and is there until the 25th. So this is great, Virgo. This is definitely the time for you to be open to offers coming in directly to you, for you to speak your mind, for you to pitch your ideas, for you to sign agreements, for you to write, focus on sales, focus on your influence in the situation, whether that's you physically showing up in these talks and meetings and auditions and interviews and sales and writing and offers and decisions, or this is, you know, how your name, your brand, your image, your title is involved in this in some way. So it gives you a really great, you know, keen focus on what it is you want to say and have figured out during this time frame. I gave key dates at the top of the show, so you might want to jot those down. On Friday the 7th, we have two different influences, very opposite of each other. So on the one hand, Virgo, Mars is going to have you fired up, you know, about what you want to see done with travel, a distant situation, legal matters, educational pursuits, media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, a ceremony, religion, or politics. At the same time, Saturn's kind of slowing it down a bit or testing or throwing some kind of like limit or rule or regulation or ambition into it, you know, where you're going to have to get serious about the work, the health, the animals, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help in that story. At the same time on Sunday, Venus and Neptune are in this beautiful alignment together. Venus really focused on socializing, on what you're doing online or with your aspirations or original projects. So she's really, you know, bringing in the love or the money flow or the beauty or the pleasure in those arenas and then linking this in some kind of very dreamy, magical, inspired way to a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, etc. So Yay. And then by, over Monday and Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, Venus continues, you know, to really focus on social or aspirational or online or original interests for you through money and love and beauty and pleasure. And she's linking that in a very powerful way on those 2 days to creative endeavors, to the kids, the lover, or the recreational pursuits with another person. So powerful stuff there. And then by Thursday, the 11th, Venus moves into Leo. Now Virgo, the love, the income, the beauty, the pleasure is kind of going behind the scenes. So maybe you're working on an artistic project to make money, the music, the film, the painting, the poetry, something like that. Or maybe you're taking more romantic getaways or interludes with a love interest. Or maybe there's more research and development going on here. Maybe there's something with, you know, the artistic, the spiritual, the romance here. So, you know, looking for Venus, looking for love, income, beauty, pleasure in those zones up through September 5th. And finally, for Virgo, the full moon on Thursday the 11th in the early evening, this is peaking for you guys having to do with your work, your health, or your animals, or involving paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. Or if you've been part of some big cleanup or organizing kind of project, you know, could be that too. So, you know, you're coming to the climax. You're wrapping this stuff up, finally getting done with it, or you're achieving some big goal here, or you're being recognized, or you're celebrating something, or you're just done altogether and it's over and you're ending it, right? And so as this is kind of building to this climax, there's a wild card in the story having to do with the legal agreement, the travel plans, the distance situation, the educational pursuit, the media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, the ceremony, the religion, or the politics. So it's your ninth house, right? And so there's something kind of like just thrown into the mix, and you're on your toes, and you're dealing with it as part of this equation, or something suddenly changes or is exciting or crazy there, right? So that's part of as this is building. Okay, for Libra, Mercury on the 4th of August is moving into your 12th house and will be there until the 25th. So Mercury representing your mind and your communications and your sales and all of this, this is the place in your chart that is about the imagination and the artistry. So it can be a great few weeks for those of you guys who are writers or creators, because your ideas should be, you know, just plugged in, right? And you could download a lot of really cool stuff. This can be about making decisions or getting into talks about what's happening with institutions, with research and development, with your romantic life, your spiritual life, or if you need to have a talk or make a decision about something going on with a secret or an addiction, this can help you with that as well. If you're in a recuperative mode or you need to make a decision, hey, I need to unplug from the world for a few weeks and just regain my sanity or my health or whatever, rest up, right? This can be a great time for that as well. So whichever way you want to take that, Mercury is really helping you talk about it, ask for it, sign it, sell it, write it, interview about it, pitch it, right? And I gave key dates at the top of the show, so make the most out of that. Now, on Sunday the 7th, we have a combo of energy. We have Mars firing up the 8th house for Libra. So, you know, a lot of fired up energy about financial, sexual, divorce, or third party stories. But Saturn kind of coming in a frictional aspect, slowing it down or testing it or saying how ambitious are you really about it when it comes to the creative endeavor, the kids, the lover, or the recreational side of that. So you got that kind of push-pull going on there. But at the same time, Venus and Neptune are in this beautiful alignment together on Sunday. So Libra, you know, Venus is really trying to focus on a goal that is about love or income or beauty or pleasure. It may involve, you know, just the personal side of your life or your career or an authority figure. there, and then she's meeting up with Neptune to bring some kind of very inspired magical energy to the work you're doing, or involving a coworker or hired help or paperwork that's, you know, getting ready to come into play here. Or she's bringing in something kind of inspired, maybe, you know, having to do with your health or the animals. Maybe there's some kind of, again, recuperative side or institutional side to this that is beneficial to you on Sunday. Then Monday and Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, Venus continues. So Libra, again, you're focused on your personal goals, your status, your fame, your career, these authority figures, and what's happening with the love, the income, the beauty, the pleasure. And on Monday, Tuesday, this links you to another person where you can kind of go deeper or evolve something happening at home or with family, parents, roommates, real estate deals, your own security needs or emotional needs or moves, renovations, that kind of thing. So powerful there. And then by Thursday, the 11th, Venus moves into Leo. So for Libra, you know, this is going to be kind of a lovely period for you from the 11th of August up through September 5th, because this is the zone of your friends, your associates, your group activities, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events, and what you do with your own aspirations and original projects. So having Venus here means there can be more love in those situations. There can be more income flow in those situations. There can be more beauty or pleasure in those situations. So make the most of that. And then on Thursday the 11th, we have the full moon. So something is coming to a climax for the Librans that has to do with your kids, your lover or love life, the creative project or recreational pursuit. So you might be in something and having a big celebration or achieving what you've been striving for there. You might be finally wrapping up something you've been involved with for months there. Or you might be ending something if you're done with it. Now, the wild card here has to do with your eighth house, Libra. So there is something kind of tossed into the mix that has to do with the finances or your sex life or reproductive life, a divorce or a third-party situation. So that kind of comes out of the random blue, maybe not so random now that I'm telling you, but it's in there. It could be exciting. It could be shocking. It's kind of be in the moment as that comes in to impact whatever's coming to this peak for you guys. With the lovers, the kids, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit. Okay, for Scorpio, Mercury is now moved into Virgo on the 4th of August and is there until the 25th. So as you know, Mercury is all about lots more talks and meetings, your sales, your writing, your ideas, your offers and agreements and decisions, and local activities and short trips and that kind of stuff. And for Scorpio, this is now going to be really playing out with friends and groups and the internet and astrology and charities and gatherings and parties and events. And it may also be about your aspirations or your original projects. So, you know, it's just a few weeks, but you really want to get in there. Do you need to pitch an idea? Do you need to write something up? Do you need to sell something? Is it time to meet or talk with this situation, right? So it's giving you that edge. I gave all the key dates at the top of the show, so note those. Sunday the 7th, there's you know, there's two different influences, so one's kind of testing, one's kind of great. So you're going to have like a little of this and a little of that like the rest of us. So Mars, Scorpio, is going to be firing you up with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney. This could be a lot more passion or anger or fights or action. And then Saturn is testing something here having to do with the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommate. At the same time that's going on, you have got Venus forming this beautiful harmonic with Neptune. So Scorpio, at the same time on Sunday, you know, Venus is really focused on the travel, the distant, the legal, the educational, the media, the marketing, the ceremonial, religious, political, that higher-minded arena. And there you might see that there's love or the potential to attract income or beauty or pleasure going on in those arenas. and this is in flow with your lover or with the kids or with a creative endeavor or something recreational. Now, Venus carries on into Monday, Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, again bringing the love, the beauty, the pleasure, the joy, the beauty, to your travel, distant, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, political stuff. And it puts you into a one-on-one with another individual in powerful, deep, evolving communications. Okay, so you might be in a really profound talk with somebody, you might be meeting with them, you might be signing agreements or writing them up or focusing on sales, or maybe you get out there with them on a short trip or local activity, but Venus is still working her thing there, right? And then by Thursday the 11th, Venus moves into Leo. So for Scorpio, this is your midheaven. So you now are going to be hosting Venus at the top of your chart from the 11th until September 5th. So this is about setting big personal goals, or this is about your career or status or fame, or this is about your boss, your parent, your judge, your director, or some other authority figure. It could be about all of that stuff over these weeks ahead. And Venus doing her part to bring the love into those stories, to bring the income flow into those stories, to bring the beauty or the pleasure into those stories. So make the most of that. And then the full moon on the 11th is peaking in the early evening. And for Scorpio, this is about hitting that apex having to do with your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, or the roommate. So look back how far you've come in the last 6 months. You're at this peak. Are you wrapping things up that you're finally done with? Are you have you achieved your goal? Are you celebrating something here, or is it time to end something here? So you're at that peak moment, and then we have this wild card, and the wild card with Uranus for Scorpio has to do with a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, an advocate, some kind of key relationship. So, you know, they could jump in and ask you to do something spontaneous and exciting, or they could be, you know, out of sorts and acting crazy, or there could be something. It's a wild card, so expect somebody to be a little all over the place there as you're kind of coming to this big culmination. For Sagittarius, Mercury moves into Virgo on the 4th of August and stays there until the 25th. So in the week ahead and the weeks ahead, this is bringing more news and talks and offers, more meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, and decisions that are about your career or some personal goal that you're pursuing, or your status or fame, or an authority figure, the boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a teacher, a mentor, someone like that. So you can get in there and have those interviews or offers or agreements or talk or meet or pitch ideas, you know. And so make the most of that. I gave the key dates at the top of the show. On Sunday the 7th, we have two different influences playing out. Mars is fired up for Sagittarius. There's a lot of energy around the work, the health, the animals, or around a coworker, the hired help, or the paperwork. And then Saturn's kind of coming in and testing you over, you know, a short trip, the local activities, the talk, the meeting, the sales, the writing, the interviews in that situation. At the same time on that day, we have Venus and Neptune aligned in a beautiful harmonic. So Venus is all focused on financial, sexual, or third-party stories with her love, her money flow, her beauty, her pleasure. And she's bringing it into something imaginative or dreamy, having to do with what's going on at home, or with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, or with your family, your parents, your roommates. Then by Monday and Tuesday, Venus continues this on, focusing on financial, sexual, third-party stories with the love, the money, the beauty, the pleasure. And on Monday, Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, she brings in another person into the scenario that is all about, you know, your income, your purchases, your products, your possessions, and how you're evolving this story. And then by Thursday the 11th, Venus moves into Leo. So for Sag, you know, you guys are now going to be experiencing Venus when you travel or at a distance or when you're focused on educational pursuits, media marketing interests, legal agreements, ceremonies, religion, or politics. So from the 11th until September 5th, in those areas, you may be experiencing more love or more beauty or more pleasure or more income flow. And then by Thursday the 11th, we have that full moon, and for Sagittarius, it's in your third house. So this is culminating in the early evening, so you're building to that and then having this climactic moment. This has a lot of different areas that could play out for the Sagittarians. This might be big news or a big offer. This might be an important talk or meeting. This might be about short trips, local activities, a move, your vehicles, or your electronics. This could be about something big that is climaxing with your writing, an agreement, or a sale. This could be a big flirtation. this could be a big decision. Okay? So whichever one of those it is for you guys, you are now, and I think I said, yeah, I did. And so you guys are now kind of hitting that apex. Look back how far you've come in the last 6 months. You know, are you now celebrating and achieving and having, are you wrapping up something that's been going on or ending something here? And the wild card in this story has to do with work, health, or animals, or has to do with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help. So something kind of sprung into the middle of this story as it's climaxing that you're going to be, you know, jumping into yourself and dealing with as part of this building and peaking moment. All right, so for Capricorn, Mercury is now in your ninth house from the 4th of August until the 25th. So as you head into this week ahead and into the weeks ahead, you know, it's really about getting into more talks or meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions through Mercury that are focused on your ninth house topics. So maybe it's about travel or a distant situation. Maybe it's about legal agreements. Maybe it's about education that you're signing up for. Maybe it's about, or writing up, right? Or maybe it's about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests. It could be about a ceremony. It could be about religion or politics. So you got a lot more ideas, a lot more to say, a lot more to write, sign, sell, and decide there. It's going to get the ball rolling for you. So make the most of that. I gave all the key dates at the top of the show. And then on Sunday the 7th, we have two different kind of very different feeling energies going on. On the one hand, Mars is fired up. So you're going to see this expressed with a lover, a child, a creative endeavor or recreational pursuit. But at the same time, Saturn really kind of slowing it down or testing it or, you know, asking for more when it comes to what you need to do to make money or what's happening with the possession or the purchase or the product or how you're feeling valued in this situation. So that's a little on the cranky side. Then on the great side, we've got Venus in this beautiful flow to Neptune. So Capricorn, you know, this opens up the potential for you with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates on Sunday when it comes to love or income, beauty or pleasure, and brings in this kind of very magical, imaginative energy through the talks or offers or sales or meetings or decisions with them or about them. This carries into Monday, Tuesday when it comes to these key individuals with Venus, your partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, and what's going on with love or money, beauty or pleasure. So this now links to you in some kind of very powerful way, what you need, how you're evolving this situation, how your power is impacting it, what you're doing financially, sexually, or with third parties in this story. So that's in play. And then by Thursday the 11th, Venus changes signs, moves into your 8th house, Capricorn. So she's now in the territory of loans and debt and inheritance and taxes and insurance and investments and settlements and alimony, child support, commissions, other people's money, as well as in your sex life, reproductive life, divorce needs or situations or third-party situations. So she's now going to be bringing her stuff into these areas, bringing in the love or the beauty or the pleasure or the income flow, trying to smooth things out or attract the better things for you up through September 5th. And then finally, the full moon on the 11th in the early evening for Capricorn is about what is climaxing with your income, purchases, products, or possessions. So you're wrapping something up you've been working on for a while, or you are achieving that goal, or celebrating something in the mix, or you're done with something altogether and ending it. And the wild card in this story has to do with a creative endeavor, a child, a lover, or something recreational. So that gets kind of tossed in the mix, and it could mean, you know, being on your toes, being in the moment, juggling some things. It could mean some excitement or some shocking changes or sudden changes. So in the moment with that. Okay, for Aquarius. Mercury is now in your power zone from the 4th of August until the 25th. So Aquarius, your mind is going to go to the more intense topics. You're either going to be thinking a lot about the financial things you need to think about, the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the child support, your royalties, your partner's money, or whatever that financial topic might be. And or you are thinking more about sex, reproduction, divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party situation. So to that end, Mercury will get you into more talks or meetings about these topics, or the writing or agreements or sales about these topics, or take more short trips or get out there locally about these topics and make some choices. So I gave the key dates at the top of the show that stand out for that. You have until the 25th. On Sunday the 7th, we have two different influences going on, so you're going to be kind of up and down maybe. On the one hand, Mars is fired up, so there's a lot more focus of energy on the home, on the family, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the roommate, the parent, the emotional needs, right? So Mars is like, there's a lot more happening here, or I want to make something more happen here, or I'm very passionate or very angry here. And then Saturn is like testing that through your own energy field, Aquarius. So a good example would be you have a lot you want to do at the house on Sunday. Maybe there's a lot of passion there or just a lot of drive to make things happen, but your own energy level might be down a bit on Sunday the 7th. Or you might feel like you have responsibilities that are your own that you need to tend to on that day. This won't be the entire day, but this is in there at some point, right? So at the same time, you also have this beautiful alignment happening on Sunday. So this is Venus in your work and health and animal zone and with coworkers and hired help and paperwork. So really helping you, you know, enjoy yourself there or attract or express the love or beauty or income flow there. And it's tied in a very imaginative, artistic, spiritual, romantic way to what's going on with you being valued or how you value things or what's going on with income or purchases or products or possessions. So that's good. And then Monday, Tuesday, Venus carries over. So you've got this beautiful energy around work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, bringing the love, the beauty, the money, the enjoyment there. And this puts you one-on-one with somebody, you know, helping you focus on what you need to evolve through an institution. So maybe it's a great day to, you know, go focus on your health at a retreat or a hospital or someplace like that. It can also be through the research or through pursuing artistic, romantic, or spiritual interests on that day or those 2 days. Sorry, let me take a drink. Hold on. Okay. So then by Thursday So by Thursday the 11th, Venus moves into your relationship zone, Aquarius. So this is a great period for you guys from the 11th up to September 5th. You know, now you can really connect with that partner or focus on the clients or the specialist or the agent or attorney or advocate. And Venus is there to really make it about the love or make it about the income possibilities or make it about beauty and pleasure. So that should be a lovely influence for you guys, and it lasts till September 5th. And then finally, on Thursday the 11th, we have the full moon in your sign, Aquarius. This is in the early evening. And so you're building, you're feeling like, look how far I've come in the last 6 months. Who am I? What's happened to my name, my body, my image, my brand, my identity, my title? What have I been involved in, you know? And what is the climactic point here for me of the last 6 months? Am I finally have reached a goal that I've been striving towards? Is there some kind of recognition towards me or attention or celebration of me, you know? Does it have to do with wrapping something up you've been involved in for that time? Or is it about ending something that's been going on with your body or image or brand or name or title? So it is really focused on you, Aquarius, as you kind of hit this peak on Thursday. And then there's that wild card in the mix that is something kind of popping in at you unexpectedly or last minute that has to do with your home, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. So you'll be on your toes when that pops up and see where that takes you. All right, and for Pisces, Mercury is now in your relationship zone from the 4th of August until the 25th. So Pisces, this is your time. You really want to open up and get into talks with these one-on-ones. You want to meet with them, focus on writing or sales or agreements or interviews or offers or decisions with them. This is about, you know, how you can communicate and make choices with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. You name it, right? So time to speak up, sign it, sell it, you know, ask for it, decide it, think about it. And I gave all the key dates at the top of the show, so make sure you jot those down. On Sunday the 7th, we have two different influences going on. Mars is going to be fired up, so there's something going on locally or with your vehicles or electronics, a short trip, with your siblings, with a neighbor, a move, or maybe just in a talk or sale or some kind of written situation you're involved in. So you're all fired up. You know, you got a lot of passion about it, or maybe you're angry about it, or you're trying to motivate and do something there. But Saturn's kind of coming in and testing and slowing down, and that plays out through the institution, the research, the secret, the addiction, the artistic, romantic, or spiritual side of things. So you're kind of, you know, dealing with that one. But at the same time, we do have this beautiful influence on Sunday where Venus is focusing for Pisces on a lover or your love life, on children, on creative endeavors or recreational pursuits, and really, you know, bringing the love or the money or the beauty or the pleasure into that story. And then this links directly to you through you, Pisces, you know, so you can physically be in there in some kind of dreamy, magical, inspired kind of way, or you can, you know, make this about what's going on with your needs or your title or brand or image or name on the dotted line. So that is in flow. Then Monday, Tuesday, the 8th and 9th, Venus continues to focus for Pisces on lovers and kids and creative projects and recreational pursuits. Again, you know, bringing the love, the beauty, the money, the enjoyment into that story. But on Monday, Tuesday, now it's tied to another person and a big aspiration or an original project or what's happening with a friend or group or the internet. So, you know, look at financial or intimate or third-party influences there in some way that are evolving your story. And then by Thursday the 11th, Venus heads into your sixth house, Pisces, and it'll be there until September 5th. So now the good stuff's coming into your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. You might be expressing or attracting more love there. You might be focused on the income flow there that's now happening. You might be having more fun or experiencing more beauty there. So that kicks off on Thursday. And then finally on Thursday the 11th, we have that full moon. And this peaks in the early evening. And for Pisces, it's in your 12th house. So look back at how far you've come over the last 6 months and what is building up to this peak point where you're, you know, having your breakthrough or achieving a goal, wrapping up the things you've been involved in, celebrating, getting some recognition, or ending something you're finally done with. And for you guys, Pisces, this is about a romance. It's about your artistic talents or pursuits or projects. It's about your spiritual practices and beliefs. It's about research and development, anything going on with institutions, secrets or addictions, or your dreams or signs from beyond the veil. So, you know, big peak moments coming and building up and peaking on Thursday the 11th. And then the wild card in the mix is that Uranus in the T-square, which has to do with, you know, that unexpected or last-minute news or offer or talk or meeting or proposal or decision or sale or writing or short trip or local activity or something with your siblings or neighbors or moves or vehicles or electronics. So, you know, that's kind of in there keeping you on your toes on that day, as it will be with all of us. But that's how it plays out for you guys. So that is it, guys. Please keep in mind everybody still has Mars Uranus on the same degree until the 10th. People are, their fuses are shorter. They can't quite figure out why they just want to, you know, go off every now and then. So, you know, keep it in the back of your mind so you do your part to elevate and bring a lot of passion and motivation through this period, and definitely a lot of excitement and innovation with Uranus in the mix, and keep believing in those dreams and your part in the bigger dream. And I will be back next week, same time, God willing. Let's pray for the world, and I hope it's a good one for everyone. Bye-bye.